But first, violence has marred the end of a huge protest in Hong Kong against a law critics fear could let China target political opponents in the territory. Pro-democracy demonstrators have hurled bottles and metal barricades as they tried to break into the Hong Kong Legislative Council building. Police in riot gear have responded with pepper spray. The protesters say a new extradition law to allow the territory to send suspected criminals to mainland China would give Beijing the power to prosecute dissidents critical of the regime. Catherine Diss reports from Hong Kong.
Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy supporters have marched through central Hong Kong, undeterred by the sweltering heat. They marched in solidarity, holding placards reading "No China Extradition" and chanting "No Deal Hong Kong." Hong Kong resident Chapman Chen stood silently, holding a handmade sign, likening the bill to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Like the Texas Chainsaw will slaughter Hong Kong's autonomy and Hong Kong's human rights.
He's worried the deal will open the door to human rights abuses and jeopardise a person's right to a fair trial.
Hong Kong is a place where there is still some sort of rule of law, where China has no independent judiciary. So it is extremely dangerous to transfer anybody who sets foot on Hong Kong to China for trial.
Zephaniah Yu works in Hong Kong, but his family lives in Australia. He came out to protest and wants to draw international attention to the issue.
We are not the silent majority, but we have to walk out to take this type of vote because we have no other way.
When Hong Kong was handed over to China from Britain in 1997, an agreement was put in place to make sure its legal system remained independent. But the protesters fear China plans to erode that independence and force Hong Kong to extradite people critical of Beijing. Audrey Yu was the chairwoman of the Hong Kong Bar Association in the late 90s.
What this amendment is going to do is going to take away the firewall, the protection between the two different legal systems.
She's still a practicing lawyer and says the legal profession would have little power to fight an extradition request if the laws pass.
It puts our legal system on a direct collision course with that in the mainland. When we in Hong Kong talk about the rule of law, of course, judicial independence is a very, very important element.
Hong Kong legislator Regina Eap supports the bill.
I don't think they need to worry. I think they will be judging every case, you know, every judicial review, habeas corpus application in accordance with common law jurisprudence, you know. They are independently appointed. They have security of tenure. And their judgment will go down as part of our legal history. So I don't think they will compromise their standards because of alleged pressures from Beijing. And I don't think Beijing has ever put pressure on our courts.
With the pro-Beijing camp holding the numbers in Hong Kong's Legislative Council, the bill is likely to pass, leaving demonstrators little option but to take to the streets to express their opposition to the government and the world. This is Catherine Diss reporting for AM.